Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
All right, Dan back with you. As promised, Wes Blakey and Cale Geese joining me this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
How's everybody?
Doing just splendid. Weather's nice. Feels good.
Weather's been amazing, yes. But anyway, it might snow this weekend.
Moisture. Let it snow.
Yeah, well, yeah, we definitely need moisture.
Let it do anything.
Oh, well. Anyway, we better get right to it since I got Quiz Bowl at 9:30.
Okay, let's start cracking.
All right. City Council met last night. Kind of a busy night, it looked like.
It was. It was a rather long one. I think it was a three-hour. Had a lot of fun.
You didn't take a break to go have pancakes?
We should have. It was a madhouse down there.
Had it delivered, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead. Have at it, Cale.
Yeah, well, all right. I'm chomping at the bit here, you can see. First up, we had the Wayne County Ag Society was there. They had a water line break. And then, of course, along with the water, you know, we don't monitor or we don't meter your sewer. That's based off of your water. So they were up there. It was a water line break. None of the water went down a drain or anything. So they were up there asking to have the sewer bill portion of their utility bill forgiven. This has happened last year with them at the same thing. That was inside of a building which froze. This was actually just a break in one of the lines that was underground. So it got too cold somewhere or something eroded and the line was exposed or who knows. But they're working on that, getting it fixed. They got the line shut off. But, of course, these things happen. It's all underground. Tough to spot, tough to realize until the utility bill already comes out. The council did move to forgive that sewer bill. They did pay the water portion of the bill since they technically used it, wasted it, used it, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
Yes.
Enough said about that.
Enough said. And then we were moving right along. We had our library and our senior center reports.
Yeah.
So historically, back when I was on council, we used to have the directors come in once a year at the annual retreat and give kind of an update on, you know, what are they concerned about? What would they like to see as directors? Update the council on things that they're looking forward to. Since becoming mayor, we've kind of changed that to periodic updates, keeping council updated a little bit more gradually throughout the year. So we had originally only scheduled Heather Headley, our library director, to be up there. And since we had our senior center director up there on the next item, we thought, you know, why not knock out that whole building in one swoop? So,
okay.
Cool things going on at the library. Anybody who's been up there knows that Heather's very progressive in her staff.
Yes.
They got a lot of programs going on, so don't forget to check out what's going on, because each week she's got something new and exciting and different programs and stuff to sign up for.
Yeah, best thing to do, look at their Facebook page. And
yes, their social media is very active.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Oh, and Senior Center doing okay, too?
And Senior Center, basically, they're just happy to be open again. You know, they've been closed for so long.
Yeah.
But that didn't mean that they stopped. You know, they were still serving meals. They were doing deliveries. They were doing carryout. They were kind of doing everything they possibly could to meet the needs of their patrons, I guess you could say, during the pandemic. But the main reason that Diane was up there, like I said, was the next agenda item, which was just getting their funding from one of their funding sources approved, the Area Agency on Aging.
Okay, and we got that taken care of too, I take it?
Yep. We did.
Okay, well, they both entities do a fine job, both the library and the senior center. They do a lot for the community, yes.
They do.
All right, so now I'm getting more sticky stuff probably.
Yeah, we had a handful of second readings, so stuff we'd have talked about on the last view.
Right.
Future land use map. This is extending the type of zoning that is downtown, one block further north. This was brought upon mainly by the Baptist Church being repurposed into what will be called sanctuary apartments. So in order to put apartment building in there, they had to change the zoning. Otherwise, they would have had to have the first 10 feet of the building, or first so many feet of the building, dedicated to business space. Now, if those of you who know the Baptist building, that is just not possible or accessible, really, for handicapped people. This zoning change was the second reading, and that passed. Well, the future land use map was amended first, and then the zoning map, because they go hand in hand.
Okay, and we'll have one more reading on those?
We will have one more final reading on those.
I take it there wasn't any controversy so far concerning this?
No, just kind of, there was no controversy tonight, but for those of you listening or paying attention to this, there's been considerable questioning about the parking and how it's going to fit in. There was a church that didn't have any parking for its patrons other than
street parking.
The street. So yeah. It's a big difference when you throw 16 beds or, I can't remember. It's...
Yeah, I don't know how many beds, nine apartments. Six apartments.
A fair amount of units, being introduced to an area that didn't have any residential before.
Okay, so there will be some planning that will need to be done considering that, yes.
And staff has been working with them as best they can. It's kind of like making the best out of a really rough situation. But tenants are going to know going in that that's going to be a tough thing, and they can deal with it, and that's for the developer to worry about.
Okay. Well, I used to live in an apartment on Main Street. I remember having to park on Pearl Street.
And sure.
In the winter, that's not fun.
It's not fun. It's something we take for granted living in rural Nebraska, right? You can always just park right next to the door. Yeah. We complain if you have to walk more than two blocks or something. And it's one of the nice parts about living in rural America.
Okay. All right. What's next?
Annexation?
Annexation and Wesley.
Yes.
Yep, just second reading on annexation. This is the new Dollar General store.
Right.
And you can be looking that Planning Commission likely in April will be looking at some additional annexation, and the council will hear that in April as well, looking at some industrial property as well as...
It's also on that side of town?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
So that's to come, I guess. So stay tuned on that.
All right. And any significant developments concerning that?
Annexation?
Yeah.
What we did last night,
what did last night?
Nope.
Okay.
Second reading, that'll be a third reading next time. That's one that you can never waive the third reading on annexation. That's something that has to go full three readings.
All right. Looks like a purchase agreement was next.
Yes. This was kind of the hot button item for the night. So what we're talking about here is the area that would be located just northwest of the current summer sports complex, or just north of the old, what will formerly be known as the lagoon, since it's now been decommissioned and changed and is currently undergoing a metamorphosis to be a much cooler area, we hope. So the discussion is our Perry Construction. If you remember this would be months ago now, the city went out for bids to see, or not bids, they offered proposals to be submitted, what to do with this area. What do you think, what would a developer like to see? We received two proposals, and the council, after discussion and, contemplation, opted with our Perry Construction. They're an outfit out of Sioux City. And they proposed a large apartment complex. So the discussion last night revolved around, is this what's best for Wayne? We're coming down to the final stages of this. It's kind of been a slow-moving train. And the discussion revolves around, we know we need housing as a city. Is this the best option? 300 units in total in one area of town? And in order for it to be completed, the construction company is asking for a fair amount of subsidies to be granted to them in order to make the project possible. So the land will basically be given to them, and then in return, they'll put in, the infrastructure is already there, so they will add in all their own internal parking and paving. It doesn't cost the city a thing as far as handing over the land to them. we were concerned about, okay, this is an outfit. Yes, they have a proven track record, but what if they don't build what we said that they were going to build? And so from the previous meeting, we built in some clawbacks in order to make sure that they're going to, one, build what they say they're going to build, and two, if they don't go into the full project, that we get the land back that they don't use. We think that the land is more valuable than a dollar figure for us in the larger picture of repurposing the lagoon and the summer sports complex. We want to maintain control rather than receive a dollar figure for it.
Okay.
So just a lot of discussion about, you know, there was some landlords there who were concerned that this many units introduced to the market at one time. I mean, this is government manipulation in the marketplace. You know, your supply and demand curve, little chart is going to be altered drastically. So, yes, I mean, their concerns are very valid that the government is subsidizing this housing developer to add units. Is it too much? Can the market handle it? This might impact my business. Very concerned about that. They had some other concerns, too, about, you know, is it the best location in town? The council has been under pressure for a long time about adding housing. And the first time that they tackled it was in the 2000s, I would say. You know, we did Western Ridge, and the council got very aggressive with putting apartment complexes kind of wherever they could sneak them in town. And that was very politically unpopular. People wanted the apartment complexes to go into a certain area and not be snuck into older neighborhoods because they felt that it disrupted the integrity of the neighborhood.
Not in my neighborhood, please.
Exactly. So the council kind of found this spot when it was presented. You know, the infrastructure's there. It's out of a floodplain. Rugby was being moved away. The lagoon was being repurposed. Talk about a perfect storm for making the council have a tough discussion on this. So they did vote last night again to advance it to the final reading. Now, that's not to say it's passed. The next item was the purchase agreement, but that is contingent upon the third reading of the ordinance, which will take place at the next meeting. Right. So if you feel very strongly about this, one way or another, if you think that Wayne should do housing and it should, you know, and it, if the government should be aggressive about getting involved in the development of housing, then contact your council member. If you think that the government should stay out or that the package is not the right choice for Wayne, contact your council member. I mean, that's what your council members are there for, to listen to your concerns and make the best decision that they find for the city. Okay. Or if you're just confused about it, call and bug them. You know, okay. They love to talk about that stuff.
We don't have any other alternatives we are considering for that area at this point in time.
No, the alternatives were kind of presented earlier in the process, and not just through the proposal process, but talking with local developers about the scope and size and location of the project. Wayne needs housing at every single level. And I know that this demographic is hitting what some people consider higher rent prices for our community. Now, that's the developer's choice. We don't have a say in what they charge for rent. So that part of it is kind of out of our hands. Our business and our businesses in town and our college students in particular are screaming at the top of their lungs that they need housing options in town. And, is this project the silver bullet? Absolutely not. It's not going to cure all of our ails. Is this a release valve for the pressure that's been built up? I mean, that would be the argument from the developments, or to go with the development. So
okay, more to come on that.
Yes, I've ranted adequately about it.
All right. Next is something we've talked about before: the tank diffuser replacement project.
Yeah, thanks, Kaylee. You give me wastewater. this project is probably a little overdue. Our plant was put in 2009, and life expectancy of these diffusers is about 10 years. We did a pilot kind of on this, found that, yeah, they're showing some wear, they need to be replaced. And so it's a large project, $389,000, to a company out of Loup City to come in and replace about 1,200 diffusers or so. We only received one bid on it, so it's tough to say, is this a good bid or not? The engineering estimate was $400,000. So it was under the engineering estimate. That's really what the council could look at and say, well, it is under that. So that's the price that we can at least compare to. So that was approved last night. They should start college kids out of session, college out of session. They'll start and be done before college kicks in. So this summer, you'll see a lot of activity down at the treatment plant.
All right.
That's that one. Can we keep going?
Yep.
You might as well.
All right. Carlson West Pavanda are architects working on the activity center, some redesign for some improvements, some upgrades, and a potential addition to the activity center. This was an agreement. We had an agreement with them before. This was just to kind of say, okay, we'll keep at the same rates, or we'll keep at these certain rates going forward per hour. So it's going to cost us a couple extra $1,000 to do everything to button this up and to get some 3D renderings and those types of things from them. Okay. So that was approved last night.
Yeah, we'll look for more on that one later. Yep.
Yeah, Chamber Coffee, March 11th at the Activity Center. We hope to be able to show the public at least a draft. Nothing finalized whatsoever, because the funding from this would come from sales tax. So nothing can be, nothing's finalized, but at least a kind of an architect's rendering of what he thinks that could look like.
Okay.
And a couple things with the police. It was 911, kind of consolidating some efforts with other communities, with 911 centers. That's the way of the future, that we're not answering all of 911. It can be dispatched to other call centers, but it still always hits ours first. So, not a lot of change there, but just the way emergency management is changing. Marlon had a very in-depth discussion on that last night. And so if you want to hear more about that, let me know and we can go into it. But I know we're getting crunched on time here. So
okay. You can talk to Marlon about that, too.
He's
going to be on the committee.
Yes. He was approved to be on the committee for that. Yes. And then you want to take CRA or you want me to?
Yeah, just real... Well, no, go ahead. I talked enough.
Yep. So the CRA owns the property at 7th and Main, the old bank. And at 7-Eleven, there's a house there that kind of looks awkward right now. I'm not occupied. So it's a nice little house, and we don't want to demolish it. So we're trying to find a place to put it. Tried to sell it. Nobody wanted it. We went out for proposals, and nobody bid on that. So the CRA is saying, well, we want to try to recoup some of the money out of this house.
And tried to sell it to be moved.
To be moved, yes.
It
had to be moved.
Okay.
And so with a Chicago Street project that's going to be happening this summer, there are some lots available down on South Lincoln, South Sherman, South South Lincoln. It's connecting South Lincoln to South Sherman. And so the city has a few lots down there. And so the CRA requested one of those lots to be given to them to put this house on. So, and the council approved that.
Okay. So they're going to purchase the house and move it.
They own the house.
They already own the house.
The CRA already owns the house. So they will move it. Well, I shouldn't say they will. That's the hope is that they will move it to this lot that the city is giving them, and then turn that house into, do some upgrades to it and sell it, or sell it as is and let the future owner do the upgrades.
Okay. So, all right. So that was passed then.
That was. Three readings were waived. So now we're in the remonstrance period on that. So they can close in 30 days on that property if we don't hear from the public on that.
Okay,
because in the legal fashion.
7th and Main will no longer be vacant, hopefully, in the very near future.
Okay.
Summertime, you'll see work happening.
Yep. Okay.
And then the very last one was a resolution to approve the housing study. This is a housing study that we've been talking about for the last 6 months or so, and it was just formally approved last night, so we have a March date on it. So now the council can do workforce TIF if they want to. A provision in the state statute that you have to do. You have to have an updated housing study every 2 years, which is insane, but you have to jump through the hoops. And so we have a updated housing study. So if anybody is interested in that, it is online, and the community would be eligible for workforce TIF. We have a couple more things to do at the council level, but moving forward with that.
Okay, something to help with the future.
Yep, and
future building projects.
More housing is needed, as the mayor said. So if you have projects, let us know about it and see how we can help.
All right. Well, anything else going on in the city I need to know about? Are we okay?
I think we're okay, Dan.
Okay.
Like I said, let's get the snowplows out sometime in the near future.
Well, maybe this weekend.
It could just be so warm that it comes down as rain.
It can do that, too. But
yeah.
Anything for precip. I think the last five meetings here, or five on-air broadcasts we've had, we've said something about rain, probably. But
it has been a definitely a winter for the books.
Yeah.
As far as precipitation and basically temperatures, for that matter, for the most part.
Yeah, it has.
All right. So. Well, then I'll let you guys get back to work.
Who do we got up next?
We've got Hardington, Newcastle, and Windside.
Hardington, Newcastle, and Windside.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wildcats against the Wildcats.
That's right. All right. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Wildcats.
Wes Blakey and Cale Geese again are guests today on The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC. The View from Wayne.